Where are my online fitness coaches that want to transform their client acquisition process to book more calls? If so, I'm running my first ever masterclass on July 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern, dedicated specifically to dominating the DM. Everything you need to know to go from cold conversations to closed clients. We're going to teach you exactly what to say in the DM, our best frameworks, plus so much more. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes. Get yourself registered. This will be a live event, give you a chance to ask questions. If you haven't been attended one of my free events, we give out free prizes and they're absolutely epic. So get yourself registered. We'll see you soon. Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Show. I am the OG of online fitness marketing, and this is the go-to podcast for online fitness coaches committed to building a rock-solid fitness business without sacrificing your faith, family, and fitness in the process. Formerly known as Skinny Vinny, I took my passion for fitness and turned it into a multiple seven-figure-a-year fitness empire, and now I'm dedicated to helping you build a predictable, purposeful, and profit-rich coaching business while going to school on all my lessons and mistakes. Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. And if you're struggling to increase retention, lifetime value, and get better results for your clients, this episode is for you. We're going to talk specifically about the customer journey. This is a really fascinating subject matter for me. And it's actually one of the core ingredients that helped me build multiple seven-figure fitness businesses. And I think I just was more so a product of this from accident, if you will. And I didn't realize it was an actual marketing concept. And, you know, I saw it taught in that, but I kind of stumbled upon this, if you will, and it just really became a core part of my business model. So what is the customer journey? The customer journey is the journey a client goes on with you from when they start their transformation to where they finish. And I think one of the big reasons a lot of clients don't renew or continue with you is because they feel like they've gone as far as they can. And that's mostly our responsibility and our fault if it's not happening. So the reasoning is because you're working with people that just don't know how far they can take their fitness goals. Most people, you know, are coming in for what? A very short-term transformation. They're looking for an initial transformation. And typically in their mindset, it's something that's set around, you know, 12 weeks, you know, get rid of the body fat in 12 weeks. But then what happens when you lose the body fat in 12 weeks? You know, you lose 20, 30 pounds. Then what, right? And a lot of us get stuck there. Like, what do I sell them afterwards? Like, what should I offer afterwards? And we go into quite a bit of depth on this whole subject matter, but I just wanted to do kind of a primer here to get your gears churning, because this is really one of the funnest things about, you know, being a coach, being a content creator, just being an online fitness entrepreneur. It's like knowing that this never ends. And if you look at my business over the years, like if you look at the customer journey, it's pretty neat. Like it started off helping skinny guys gain their first 30 pounds of muscle, right? And I did that for like 2+ years. And then I came out with Your Six Pack Quest. And that was how I lost 20 pounds and got ready for a fitness model show. And then I came out with my first version of Maximize Your Muscle, which was how I broke a plateau. I was stuck at 190 for a long time and how I bulked up to 210 over a few years using advanced workouts. So you can start to see the customer journey, right? Like all the people that started in no-nonsense muscle building got bulky and then they wanted to lose fat. So they went to Your Six Pack Quest and then they wanted to break their muscle building plateau. So they went to Maximize Your Muscle. So are you starting to see like there is a simplicity to this as well? The whole simplicity is that the customer journey is built around like your personal growth, your personal transformations. And for me, it happened quite organically because, you know, I got into muscle building when I was 22, so it wasn't too long after that I launched my program. So a lot of my products were just basically what I was doing in the gym myself. So I built my whole name around Vince Del Monte. So people were signing up, not because of, you know, necessarily the program name, but like Vince Del Monte always had your next program because Vince Del Monte was always growing. So I built my brand around my name. And there's some very, you know, strong points to that. You know, people just, they don't care what the program's called. They're like, oh, Vince has got a new product. I want to buy that. I'm doing what Vince is doing. And Vince is always a few steps ahead of me. And then, you know, after that, Maximize Your Muscle was like my late 20s, early 30s. And then that's when I got engaged and married and stuff. And I had Live Large TV and I started talking about things outside of the gym, started having, you know, Flavio was on my, you know, Ask Vince section of the show. And, you know, we started to engage with people on other topics, not just fitness topics. That was Live Large TV, 8 seasons, 20 episodes a season. And then we moved into like a cooking phase in our relationship where we were learning how to cook, and we came out with products around cooking, and some of those got baked into Live Large TV. And, you know, all the stuff that I was selling was simply stuff that I had an interest in. At one point, I had a yoga for bodybuilders program because I was told to do yoga and prep for one of my shows. And I teamed up with a yoga master and we made this amazing yoga product together. And I mean, I got countless examples. We'd be here all day. Eventually, you know, I hired Ben Pakulski and I got shredded, and that became Stay Shredded status. And then I had a Hypertrophy Max where we taught guys how to get really big and muscular and lean. And that was a co-created product. And then, you know, after that, I had one-on-one physique and performance coaching with Coach Ryan. And that was more of an individualized approach to getting your best body. And then after that, I had Zero Six Figure Formula, a two-day workshop. I started teaching guys how to build the business. And then I started teaching people how to really build the business with the seven-figure mastermind, right? And then I had VIP one-on-one coaching, right? And now that was working with people one-on-one to build a real, real business with team and infrastructure and leadership and all that cool stuff. So if you look at my customer journey, just as an example, I'm sure you just pulled some insights around, yeah, wow, I can do this too. I just need to keep growing. You just have to keep evolving. And along the way, there was a lot of other things. There was a clothing line in there. There was a supplement product, a pre-workout in there. There's a lot of things in there, but the whole brand was built around my growth. Now, you might be trying to figure out, like, how does this apply to me, Vince? I'm an online fitness coach. I have a $1,500 program. And, you know, I have a 12-week program. Like, I just want to know, like, how do I renew them? And it's really, really simple. You know, you think about your first program solves 1 to 2 transformations max. And the key here is not to solve too many transformations with each program. This is where people get kind of challenged with the customer journey. It's when they try and help somebody lose fat, build muscle, gain strength, you know, gain strength and improve flexibility in one 12-week program. Your best bet would be, hey, this first 12-week program is designed to lose the first 30 pounds of fat. Then this next, you know, 6-month program is designed to get you 6-pack abs and keep you lean. All right. And then the next 6 months is where we concentrate on, you know, aggressive muscle growth. All right. And then the next 6 months is built around specialization training programs. All right. So when, and again, the way you design it, there's no right or wrong. This is the cool thing. It's like a journey. You can take people on any journey they want, but you want to start thinking in terms of, like, what does the client need next? And the better your journey is mapped out, the longer people will stay in your program. So in the seven-figure mastermind, we have something called the LIST formula. So LIST stands for the first year in the seven-figure mastermind. It's primarily learning. Like, you're literally just learning new skill sets. Even if you're at 10K per month, you're now learning how to hire. You're learning how to structure your time. You're learning leadership. You're learning how to create a vision. You're learning how to create better content. So, like, you're just still learning, all right? And then year two in seven-figure mastermind, it's all implementation. So you've learned a lot of this, but you're not implementing it very well. Like, you need better execution. So year two is supporting you, not necessarily in a lot of new information, but now we're actually getting good at closing. We're getting good at DMing. We're getting good at hiring. We're getting good at time management. We're getting good at creating content that goes viral. It's just, we're becoming better. That's the next year in the program. And then the next year in the program, so we've got learning, implementation, and we've got systems. Now we need to install systems. All right. A system is who does what, when, and how. All right. So now we have to start to create more automation and delegation. And now we want to start to create more predictability with systems. All right. With frameworks. We're not working from tribal knowledge anymore. And then we move on from learning, implementation, systems to team. And now we're starting to build a better team, and we're investing into our team, and we're really spending time recruiting and learning that process of onboarding and training and offboarding and rehiring new people if somebody missed the mark, and scorecards and weekly meetings and accountability and management. We call LMA, leading, manage, and holding people accountable. If you're getting value from this episode and interested in learning how my team and I can help you scale your fitness business to $10, $20, $40, or even $80,000 a month, DM me Dominate on Instagram at Vince Del Monte, and I'll reach out and see if and how I can help you take it to the next level. So this is the journey. Now when people understand, like, oh, okay, you know, it makes sense. This is why we've had like so many people in the seven-figure mastermind for more than 4 years, which is pretty cool because they're on this journey. So your job is to paint a picture of the journey, all right? And I just love using one of my clients, Suzanne Galluzzo, as an example, where she's a program that has three different phases. And her first phase is built around the hormonal reset. This is her fat loss phase. And then she has the digestion reset, which is the shred phase. And then she's got the reverse diet reset, which is the refining phase. And we won't go into all the bullets of each phase, but what's neat about her program is that when she sells it, she describes these three phases. And it's not like 4 weeks on phase one, 4 weeks on phase two. It's like everyone goes through their own pace. So some people are on phase one hormonal reset for a whole year. Some people are on, hormonal reset for 6 months, and then they're ready to renew. And when they do, they're moving right into digestion reset. So the whole key is to have phases. That's one of my favorite terms. I actually, built my whole Maximize Your Muscle program around a concept called phase building. I actually might bring it back. Stay tuned. But phase building, and it was like the number one retention secret that everyone wants the next thing. And you just simply have to communicate to people that the reason you need the next thing is because if you don't change it, you're going to hit a plateau. And people just don't know the journey. So it's your job as the coach to talk about the journey, really start talking about the journey to being 3 to 4 years, not, 3 to 6 months, and setting expectations and starting to paint pictures for what people will work on, right? And, painting pictures is a whole other subject matter, but being able to paint pictures around, here's what happens when we're just resetting your hormones, your energy levels, your sleep quality, et cetera, like your skin and all that, digestion research. Now you start to see like your abs, you start to see definition, you start to get compliments, your clothes really start fitting differently. The reverse diet, this is when people don't recognize you anymore. This is when your shoulders are like round and your butt's popping and your abs are like, you can see they look chiseled. Like it's like, oh wow. Like we start to paint the pictures of what it looks like as they go through these phases. And this is what creates the emotional connection to the journey. So if this is stuff that you haven't thought about, it's really fun. This is stuff that we individualize with our students. As you can imagine, not everybody's going to have those same three phases as Sue, right? Everybody has different phases and processes for transforming the body. So guess what? You get to decide. And what we're really good at is helping you name them. We'd like to use wordplay. Like I used to have a whole naming convention for one of my programs, which was the shredding first, and then the size phase, and then the strength phase, then the stabilization phase. So they all started with the letter S. And you can get creative with this stuff. Now you got ChatGPT. I had to use my own creativity back in the day, but now you got ChatGPT that can take your concepts and turn them into phases like in 10 seconds. So really no excuse not to have a creative approach to presenting your journey. And once you get this dialed in, when you're on your sales calls, when you teach your process as being the signature solution, people can't get this anywhere else. I failed to mention that. That's the most important part of the customer journey. This is now IP. This is intellectual property. This is your unique process of making your hamburger, if you will. So, right? Ingredients are similar, but the way that you create your hamburger is different than the way somebody else creates their hamburger, which is why it tastes different. It's why you go to Five Guys and not McDonald's, right? Five Guys, man, that is the freaking king of burgers, in my opinion. But like a McDonald's burger just doesn't hit the same, not even if you're starving. So like, what are they doing in their burger? Well, there's two different, there's similar ingredients, similar, but like they're doing something completely different. And this is how you position your customer journey. All right, I could talk about this all day long. Hope this was super helpful for you. Don't forget to get registered for our next masterclass on mastering the DM. And we had a little commercial probably at the start of this. I just want to remind you again, it's going to be epic, 60 to 90 minutes. And we just might be making a really special offer on that call as well, so you don't want to miss out. So I hope you enjoy this. Please share this. This is the way this podcast spreads. Think of one person who'd benefit from this episode and share it with them, or tag me. Take a screenshot of this if you're on your phone, and tag me and let me know what was helpful for you. I love resharing this on my stories. All right, you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Ciao, ciao. Thank you so much for checking out the show. If you could share this, it would mean the world to me. Think of one person you could text this to, or take a screenshot, share a takeaway you got from the episode and tag me, put it up on your social stories, and that would be incredible. Pay it forward, serve someone you know, and that's how we get the word out there. Until next time, level up or level off. Ciao, ciao.